Welcome to Central Vineyard's Examine podcast. This is a resource for you to take a moment to connect with God wherever you are. So, still your mind, take a deep breath, and exhale. You are God's, and God is yours. Be still, and allow the awareness of God to fill your every cell, breath, and thought. Become aware of God's presence. Look back on the events of the day in the company of the Holy Spirit. The day may seem confusing to you, a blur, a jumble, a muddle. Ask God to bring clarity and understanding. Review the day with gratitude. Gratitude is the foundation of our relationship with God. Walk through your day in the presence of God and note its joys and delights. Focus on the day's gifts. Look at the work you did, the people you interacted with. What did you receive from these people? What did you give them? Pay attention to small things. The food you ate, the sights you saw, and other seemingly small pleasures. God is in the details. Pay attention to your emotions. One of the great insights of Saint Ignatius was that we detect the presence of the Spirit of God in the movements of our emotions. Reflect on the feelings you experienced during the day. Boredom, elation, resentment, compassion, anger, confidence. What is God saying through these feelings? Choose one feature of the day and pray from it. Ask the Holy Spirit to direct you to something during the day that God thinks is particularly important. It may involve a feeling, positive or negative. It may be a significant encounter with another person, or a vivid moment of pleasure or peace. Or it may be something that seems rather insignificant. Look at it. Pray about it. Allow the prayer to arise spontaneously from your heart, whether intercession, praise, repentance, or gratitude. Look toward tomorrow. Ask God to give you light for tomorrow's challenges. Pay attention to the feelings that surface as you survey what's coming up. Are you doubtful, cheerful, apprehensive, full of delighted anticipation? Allow these feelings to turn into prayer. Seek God's guidance. Ask Him for help and understanding. Pray for hope. Now, may the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you, now and forevermore. Amen.